From the studios of Alive 90.5 FM, streaming live on the Woof Australia, it's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. Here's what's on tonight's show.
We have new music from Sugar Land, Colt Ford, and Olivia Lane. Plus country rocker Jay Sini is in the studio to play a live acoustic song and chat about his latest single and his new creative projects. Let's get started with Josh Grayson. This is Nothing Like Us.
Just stop spinning. You and me too busy kissing. And George Jones to the B-side, flip it. Oh yeah, I do anything, girl, to please you. My midnight wild child gypsy dreamer. I'm a Riverside baptized believer in you, girl. There's nothing like that feeling we get. Drink a little red wine off of your lips. You're making it crazy, calling me baby, yeah. Nothing like that, feel good stuff. And I can't get enough of your love. There's nothing like, nothing like, nothing like us. Nothing like, nothing like us. You fit me like a leather jacket. Your touch takes me to another planet. You want my heart, girl, you can have it. Well, here it is. Maybe it's the top shelf margaritas giving me the green light to say what I'm feeling. A little bit drunk, but I still mean it. Oh, yeah. There's nothing like it. Feel the way you get. Take a little bit.
Nothing Like Us. That's Josh Grayson getting us underway for 2018. I can't believe I'm saying that right here on Planet Country.
And you know what, Big Stu? Mm. There is nothing like a great studio guest to kick us off for 2018. The
and
new year.
Here's one we prepared earlier. Jay Sini is in the house.
Hello. What's up?
What's up, man?
Even talked like he's in the house, if you know what I mean. Now, Jay, welcome back to the show. It's fortuitous. I actually said that correctly. Fortuitous that you're here, actually, because you were on the show the last time I brought up a case of one song sounding just like another.
Oh, boy.
What?
Here we go again, Big Stu.
Yes.
Our 2017 highlights show, we talked about this.
We did.
We're done with it.
No. It keeps happening. It keeps happening.
Anything that could be considered normal?
No, I don't have a life. This is what I do. So I never get love from you, so I'm going to actually ignore you, and I'm hoping that Jay gets what I'm saying. Here's a reminder of the opening song from tonight from Josh Grayson. All right, now check this out. Yeah, Dustin Lynch, Small Town Boy. Jay, work with me here. They are the same song.
Oh, my God.
They are exactly the same song.
I couldn't believe it. You shift it, like, down a semitone, and it's exactly the same.
See, he's even talking the jargon. I don't even understand that. I just know what I hear, and it sounded the same.
Big Stu, confession, I do not disagree, because the first time I heard this song, I went, why am I getting serious deja vu? But you know what? Jay said it on the last time he was on the show that, you know, there's only so many notes
there's
you can
12
play.
Notes or something, isn't
12
it?
12 notes.
That's all we've got to work with, people. The point is this, though. You could mash them together, right, just like this.
How long, Big Stu, did that mashup go for?
23 seconds, MJ.
Okay,
that went
first teach you how to rip audio from songs. And second of all, you want to leave the mashing up to DJ Bucks. He's an expert.
That's right,
he knows what he's doing. You've probably just annoyed him, and he's no longer our friend. Thanks a lot.
I don't want to do that. Yes, and Jay, on behalf of Planet Country, I apologise for wasting 23 seconds of your life there. You'll never get that back.
Okay, stop now, Big Stu.
Okay. I can assure you that we'll not be wasting any more of Jay's time tonight, because he's going to play live acoustic for us in the studio. We've also got the launch of his brand new single, and we'll have a chat about all the creative visual things he's up to. But first, let's check out the new ensemble act out of America. This is Me and May with To Hell With The Devil on Planet Country.
This is Caitlin from Me and May. You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
I knew I was a dead man when she walked through the door, looking so damn fine and so free. When she sat right down beside me at the end of the bar, I could hear the devil say, here's a little gift from me. Now this wasn't just the first time that I had fooled around on my one and only darling, but this time was the last time I knew if I'd a doubt. I beg your baby, please don't bury me.
You shot up a gun, I can see right through it. Not even the Lord can forgive the games you play. Your fingers on the trigger, always itching to pull it, but we both know that you're out of bullets. To hell with the devil, you men are all the same.
I always had excuses, we'd go round and round. The devil made me do it, can't you see? Sometimes I see her walking all over town. She's always haunting me.
I know the devil never made you do it. You son of a gun, I can see right through it. Not even the Lord can forgive the games you play. Your fingers on the trigger, always itching to pull it, but we both know that you're out of bullets. To hell with the devil, your men are all the same.
From the studios of Alive 90.5 FM,
Streaming live on the Woof Australia, it's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
I'm giving you that come here smile. I know you know that look in my eyes. Baby, I can't get enough of your kiss. So it's up in my truck and down through the gears. Baby, I love having you right here. I wanna take you all in. There's nothing I want more than this. Couple of beers, let me whisper sweet nothings, baby, in your ear. City lights got nothing on your smile. Baby, I've never felt this way before. Can't get enough for you, yeah, I want more. I got a feeling we're gonna be here for it.
The Jay Sini Band with Any Love Before on Planet Country. We've got Jay in the studio. We're also about to go live on Facebook. MJ is just attaching the phone to the tripod. Technical difficulties here. And we've got a different camera angle this week. It's all very exciting. New year, new camera angle here in the studio at Alive 90.5. Now, Jay, that song from your debut EP is famous on the show because of the record it holds. I think the best way to get new listeners to understand is for us to flashback, get this, 87 weeks to our 100th show. When this happened...
Hey guys, it's Jay Sini here, and I'd just like to wish Big Stu and MJ all the best for their 100th show. You guys rock.
Such kind words from the legend, Jay Sini. Yes. Dude, thank you so much.
He said a lot, and all that time, the power chord kept resonating underneath.
Hang on. That was a different song to the one we played a few weeks ago, which had the longest power chord fade-out in country music history.
You're right, MJ. We played Every Time It Rains and timed the fade out to be 12 seconds.
We should have checked Jay's other songs.
Well, we just played Any Love Before, and the power chord fade out was actually, get this, 13 seconds. So we have a new record, and that means the Jay Sini Band has the two longest power chord fade outs in country rock. It's a record that still stands. Jay, you must be so very proud of that record.
Very, very proud of those achievements.
And wondering why people like us decided to even look at that sort of thing. But anyway, that's the sort of thing we do. Now, MJ is typing away here. Are we up and live on Facebook?
Yes, Big Stu, we are live on Facebook.
Say hello to, I don't know if I'm in shot. Hello, Facebook. I know Jay
What's
is
up?
In shot. What's up? Jay can run this show. He can get organized there. Okay, so... Now, something that I thought we might do, and I do apologize, I did say earlier in the show we would not waste any more of Jay's time. I kind of lied. We're about to waste some more time. How much time is going to be critical? Because, you see, I was thinking that we could invent a new record for Jay to hold, because he already holds the record for the longest power chord fade out in country rock. I think we could try and do the same sort of thing with an acoustic fade. Well, it doesn't really fade if you just sit there with it playing. Anyway, let's try that. So it's a bit like being, say, the world's best test cricket side and the 2020 champions. You know, it's two different things. Nobody gets where I'm going. So what I need you to do, Jay, this is just throwing at him, no idea what the hell we're talking about. I think if you play that same last chord from Any Love Before on the acoustic, MJ, we ready here? Is there an official timekeep? Can his book of records
Google.
Involved?
Let me check Google. For
hang on, he's typing here. All right, so the capo goes on. Okay, so he's got to play this correctly. How much resonance are we going to get? We are, and Facebook Live, so there's a visual record of this as well. Here we go. All right.
This big Stuart, I have Google has a built-in stopwatch.
Look at this. Stopwatch is ready to go. This is going to be fascinating radio, even more fascinating live on
Say
Facebook.
When, big Stuart.
He's clearing his throat like he's got to sing.
Here we go.
Hang on, wait. Take your marks.
Any love before?
Here we go.
We're past the 1 second mark. 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds.
There is resonance there. This is acoustic. Holding it up to the mic.
I still hear something.
It's still there. This is a great acoustic sound. There it is, 13.75 seconds. Now, live, we actually achieved a greater response than the electric guitar, but, of course, that was recorded in the studio. The producer's fading it out when he wants it 13 seconds.
Yeah, that was tough, like live compression, trying to get
live
it really
compression.
Close to the mic.
There's no pedals involved here. There's no that's just an acoustic guitar. That's six strings and the truth right there. You like that?
A bit of Chase.
I don't know
Rice
what I'm doing there.
Reference?
That is absolutely fantastic. All right. Now, we should probably get on with the real reason Jay's here. We are going to hear a song from Jay, and it's going to be from the new EP. First of all, though, I guess the first single from the new EP was The Ballad Tread Gently, which showed a different side to you, to the band. And I want to ask the question, did that open up your music to a wider audience, perhaps?
I think it definitely did, because a lot of people just kind of knew us for all of our rock and roll and all that, and that's all good stuff, but I think, you know, if you want to be taken as seriously as possible as a musician, you need to diversify and show that you can...
You need to have different sides.
Yeah, show that you can do a little bit more than rock and roll, so yeah, we thought it'd be a great idea to do a track with Hayley, because she's amazing.
She's got a great voice as well. And then, of course, we had the second single now. MJ loves the second single because, of course, he was front and center. In the video, I was up the back near the fog machine, but that's all cool. And a great video. But, of course, that kind of – we saw you on that day, and you were heavily involved in the production of the video, and we thought, this is very interesting. He's not just a muso, you know, go stand there, okay, I'll stand there. You were really involved with this. And that's led to, I guess, a new interest of yours, which is working creatively from a visual sense. Tell us about what you're up to. You've got cameras, photography, video recording?
Yes, I've been flat out. Well, I've always been one to, I guess, create within a sonic space through music. Mm. But I guess I just wanted to expand on that and do it in also a visual medium. It's been really good. It's been great to learn something new, something different, and just kind of... cut a few bills in half at the same time.
That always helps. Something I wanted to alert listeners to, and Facebook, they can catch up with what you're doing. What's the Facebook address for the production work you're doing?
Yeah, so all the production work I'm doing is on Blacklist Productions, so it's on Instagram. I'm always posting cool photos and also Facebook.
I wanted to alert listeners to something I watched, which is really interesting. It's a video you did that talks about music and sound to go with a visual presence. And you've done this amazing video where there's elements of, like, obviously from the drone overhead, there's, I guess, light and shade. There's up-close stuff. There's you're on a dam wall. It looks like they're walking along. It's all very gritty and grainy. But then you've got three different versions of a music score under that, and it completely changes how you watch it. It's the same footage, but at once it's grainy and desperate and serious, and another time it's lighthearted. That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if you watch any kind of movie that's a big blockbuster like Star Wars or Lord of the Rings or anything like that, if you take out the music, it's nowhere near as epic. You can have all the sweeping landscapes you want, but if you haven't got that epic music to go along with it, you know, you might as well be in your backyard.
would Star Wars legend John Williamson even have a household name if it wasn't for the scores he did for Steven Spielberg and Star Wars and alike? I mean, you got to have the score, man. You got to have the music.
It's so important. Like, my favorite movies of all time have the best film scores of all time, in my opinion, of course. But,
one of my favorite movies and trilogies, obviously, is Back to the Future. And that actually, for a comedy and kind of a not that serious movie, it had a full sort of orchestral underpinning to it.
Dun, 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 dun. We don't have it on cue.
Yes, that's right. Also had Van Halen. Who else was in the music from Back to the Future?
Huey Lewis in the News.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Speaking of news, my favorite score is The Mission, the news theme for Channel 7 and NBC in America. Yeah. Random fact about MJ, he has very weird taste.
Yes. So my challenge to you then, like Jay has done, is go and film something and put that underneath it compared to something else. And yeah,
challenge accepted.
Would Darth
Hang on,
Vader?
I'll just take the camera with me.
Would Darth Vader? No, we're using that live on Facebook. Would Darth Vader be the thing he is without that iconic Darth Vader sound? You know,
no
that's
way.
Amazing.
He's just a clown in a plastic suit without the music.
I love that. Missing a hand. Anyway, I digress. So that's very interesting. So, and it's a great way for you to, I guess, release other creative elements that you have, not just music, but actually work with vision as well and photography.
Yeah, well, it's been great. I've shot a couple of clips for people, and I've got a few coming up, which aren't released yet, but they will be very, very soon. So I'll be able to.
We'll be talking about one later because it's for your brand new single released this Monday. So we're going to talk about that later on in the show. We can't wait to see that because it looks. It's been a teaser. I hate these artists do these 2-second teasers
of
their
film. It's a form of industry bullying, I think.
Industry bullying. You will watch this.
You can't make us wait.
That's right. But first, let's hear something live other than the longest acoustic power cord fade out. Now, you're going to play a different track from the current EP, Light Up. What are we going to hear tonight?
Yeah, so this one could possibly be a future single.
There you go.
It's called When I Found You, I Found Me, and it's a track I wrote with the incredible Drew McAllister.
Excellent. Take it away.
Spent years in the wilderness trying to find you, but I never did. I was looking high, I was looking low, trying to find you, but you never did show. Never gave up, I knew down deep, while I was looking for you, you were looking for me. That night when I saw your face, all made sense, all fell in place. I was a train wreck all my life, and all the trouble I could find. Every time I get off track, I know you're gonna bring me back. Makes sense when I'm gonna come undone. I ain't looking anymore, you are the one. And where I wanna be when I found you and me. Whoa-oh-oh-oh. Years that you were mine, I know I wouldn't change a thing. Ever crash and burn led you to me. I ain't ever gonna let you go. Never ever gonna go back down that road. I found you, I found you, you found me. I was a train wreck all my life,
All the drama like good wine. Every time I get off track, I know you're gonna bring me back. Makes sense when I'm gonna come undone. I ain't looking anymore, you are the one. And where I wanna be, when I found you, I found me. Was a train wreck all my life, and all the trouble I could find. Every time I get off track, I know you're gonna bring me back. Makes sense when I'm gonna come undone. I ain't looking anymore, you are the one. Where I wanna be. I was a train wreck all my life, and all the trouble I could find. Every time I get off track, I know you're gonna bring me back. Makes sense when I'm gonna come undone. I ain't looking anymore, you are the one. And where I wanna be, when I found you, I found me. When I found you, I found me.
Absolutely fantastic, Jay. Tell us about writing that song with the icon, Drew McAllister, I guess. How does that work? Do you just sit down and go, I think I've got an idea, and he goes, I'll be the judge of that.
I love writing with Drew. He's the best. Like, we just walk in, and I always go into a writing session with no not expectation, but in my head, see what we can create, like, on the spot.
Okay.
So we just sat down, and we listened to a couple of tracks. One was a Brothers Osborne one, I think, just for some inspiration, and we sort of had a feel that we were after, and then we just sat down and wrote the chord progression, and
bam.
Then the melody, and bam.
What's Drew like when he goes to write? Because I get this vibe from him as a serious guy, but when we had him on the show, he was laughing, man. He was
I'd never seen him laugh. I was a bit concerned.
It was kind of strange. So what's he like when is he all business or is he like to party?
He's great. Like, he's pretty neutral. Like, I guess it kind of depends on the song that we're writing, but man, he is just an idea machine, that guy.
He's an ideas man.
Let's try this, let's try that. And yeah, some of the stuff is just amazing.
Oh, that is fantastic. Now, we're going to hear the new single from you later in the show. We'll also find out all about the video as well. But right now, let's check out the single from newly reformed duo Sugarland. This is Still the Same on Planet Country.
Where do we start? How about right here where we are? You've been getting this way too wrong. Walk in the door and lay it down. Life goes fast. It's been a while, I have to ask. Where have you been? How did that feel? Where are we now? Cause that's what's real, yeah. All the space and the time between us, man, you should have seen us. This ain't no mystery. Our future is our history. I feel it. We don't know, we're not there yet, but I bet it's gonna shine brighter than all we left behind. In the room, in the blinking, now it's like we never win a day without it. Pick it back up where we left off, this is liftoff.
Don't be I'm Ivor Davies for Royal Lifesaving New South Wales. At least 70 children have suffered neurological damage in the past 10 years as a result of nearly drowning in a backyard swimming pool. That's why the law is changing. Whether you are selling, buying, or leasing a property with a pool or spa, you must have a certificate of compliance. Contact your local council for more or visit bepoolsafe.com.au.
Now on Planet Country, it's time to check the weather around the nation.
How's the weather today? Is it sunny?
It's gonna be a long, hot summer.
Is it raining?
It's raining on Sunday.
Is it cloudy?
Storming like crazy.
Is it snowing?
It's a shame about the weather.
How's the weather today?
Ah, if only that was the sound of the weather the next few days. MJ,
that was the sound of the weather the other day in Penrith, where it, right, I think it boy. Almost hailed or something. Nearby, it did hail. What's going on? Is it summer or what?
It's I'm Melbourne confused. Weather, four seasons in one day. What can people expect tomorrow from their weather?
Well, we'll start with Brisbane, partly cloudy with 30 degrees. Sydney, sunny and 28. Canberra, also sunny with 33. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 29. Hobart, showers and 21. Will the hurricanes from the
21,
cricket become
I could deal
real?
With that. That'd be nice.
Yeah, we
hurricanes
could.
Hurricanes from the cricket.
Adelaide, sunny with 37, which is officially hot.
Mm.
It's hot. I don't know why I said that. And Perth, partly cloudy with 26.
And, of course, what about in Music City?
Well, as always, we have a studio guest, so we're going to pass it to a guy who's been there. Let's get Jay Sini to do the honours.
Oh, man. Nashville, partly cloudy with temps of 12 to 27 degrees.
Well, that's not
degrees,
too bad.
Which, for the freezing masses and everyone in the rest of the world, yes. is minus 11 degrees to minus 3 degrees Celsius.
I see what you did there. You've got to do the conversion.
That's cold.
That's so cold it could freeze the carrot nose off a snowman.
In Australia, the Federal Police receive a report of a missing person every 15 minutes. National Missing Persons Week is July 28 to August 3. For over 100 years, the Salvation Army International Family Tracing Service has been locating missing family and relatives. Today, they have a 75% success rate. There is hope. To locate a missing family member or relative, call the Salvos International Family Tracing Service. 1-300-66-7366. It's a free service.
Now back to your favourites.
Big Stu and MJ with Planet Country.
Hey, that's us. Welcome back to Planet Country on Alive 90.5 and The Wolf Australia. Next up, we've got this.
Now, on Planet Country, it's time for the prestigious Song of the Week.
Dancer Man is back.
You know what? This is like our movie score. It's the Planet Country score. It's songs like that we haven't changed in 3.5 years.
That's right. We should probably do that. No, yeah. I like it. Let's
I like
it.
It's good. It's a classic.
Could you imagine if Darth Vader came on set with a different, you know, like after all these movies, he's like, nah, we're changing it up.
Well, what about the Dropkick Murphys who do our Song of the Week theme? No, look, you know, I am your Irish dancer.
You know, my favourite part of the Darth Vader thing is when they just have that very slight sound, you know, like that, you know that he's coming, he's somewhere imminent because it's just that first note or something. I don't know, is it the oboe or something? What's the real deep instrument they play? I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Something I mean? Like that, yeah. But it's when the young adults, or the adults that are young at heart, instead of going, oh my God, he's coming, it's, oh my God, he's coming.
Exactly. Hey, guess what? Our Song of the Week is Jacini Band because he's sitting right here. Tell us all about...
It's so easy to predict, Big
single. Tell us all about the Song of the Week, Jay.
Oh, man. Think Again is my favorite track I've ever written.
I can remember talking to you before you launched the EP, and you were totally talking up this track. And as much as you like all your songs, it must be special to you.
Yeah, it's like picking your favorite kid. I mean, you know who the favorite kid is, really.
You just don't tell anyone.
Yeah. But I wrote this song with Katie Jane, along with two other songs we wrote in the same night, which got on the EP. So I'd been writing all these songs for ages, and I should have just written, like, all of them with Katie, because we just wrote them so fast. But this is a song about a dropkick. You know, he's not really good at anything except playing guitar. So I thought it was kind of like my life story.
Autobiographical. I like this. This is fantastic. Just before we play it, Katie Jane, you mentioned, because she's about to launch her own album as well, isn't she? Or EP. That's coming out.
I think she's got a single on the way. It's great when artists that can work together, but also then continuing their own stuff. And Katie was actually tuning in on the video. She just shared it too. So it's great to see artists supporting each other as well. So shout out to Katie.
Yeah, and Katie, I think she sent that through to us, but just as we were going to air. So perhaps
you gotta
next
be quick
week,
with Planet Country. We plan like 20 weeks ahead and then call Jay up 3 days early and say, hey, do you want to come in?
What's up? You want to come in? Anyway, back to the song of the week. So I love this song. Jay loves it. It's his favorite child. Let's hear it right now. Planet Country's Song of the Week.
I'm sure your pretty little ears are dying to hear. Don't get me wrong, it won't take long till you realize that I'm out of here. This is what I told my last girlfriend. Hey, little lady, it might sound crazy, but I'm not gonna stick around. Got your head in the clouds, you need to keep your 2 feet on the ground. It's a four-letter word that you won't hear much around here. Oh, to work a full day just to get my pay don't sound like a good idea. This is what I told my boss again. Hey, so maybe it might sound crazy, but I'm not gonna stick around. Got your head in the clouds, you need to keep your 2 feet. You're thinking I'm not a stand-up guy, don't work real hard and I make the ladies cry. But there's something I'm real good at, it's this here guitar. And if you don't agree, think again. Hey everybody, it might sound crazy, but I am gonna stick around. Got your head in the clouds, you need to keep your 2 feet. If you think you can get rid of this music, man, oh baby, oh no, think again. Oh baby, oh no, think again. Oh baby, oh no, think again.
You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. Apparently during their recent holidays, they went skinny dipping in the fountain.
Ugh.
Next to the food court.
Ugh.
During lunchtime.
Ugh.
Now on Planet Country, what's trending on social media? Hashtag, lame theme.
I'm sitting in the movies and I'm looking at my phone. I need to check my Facebook. While the ads are shown, looking at my phone, looking at my phone.
Now here's the only host on this show with a clue about social media, MJ.
That is me.
Who was literally looking at his phone right up until just then.
I'm trying to find a photo of a friend of mine to show you guys because he looks cool. It's He's a metalhead.
Totally related to what we're doing here.
It's social media, Big Stu. You don't know anything about
what are the
it,
deets?
The details. Well, if you want to follow us, first of all, go to Snapchat because we're hanging out with Jay, and Jay is one of the coolest dudes to have in a studio because he actually gets what I'm doing. He totally works with me. And I appreciate
that. Make it work, people.
From one creative to another, it is good to have it's good to have that interaction, not just me going to you and going, oh, you want me to talk, and then we have to do another take of Snapchat. You don't have to do takes
because
on Snapchat.
Because there's been a few artists where you've said, all right, Snapchat time, and they've gone, yeah, what is that, actually?
We mentioned him before on the show, Drew McAllister, how he surprised
us. But I loved him. I loved him. Because
he was like, oh, yeah, cool.
No, but the best part was he was like, oh, yeah, Matt Cornell was telling me about this and what you guys do.
Yeah.
That's like the two older artists we've ever had on here.
And after we had Matt Cornell in the studio, I gave him a crash course in Snapchat.
Right.
So it's basically
so cool.
My teachings being passed down. I wrote the textbook, I guess you could say. But Jason, he's written another textbook, and we kind of, it's either one of us is in one school or something. I don't know. Anyway, guys, PC Radio Show for Snapchat and Twitter, Planet Country Radio for Facebook and Instagram. If you want to keep in touch with us, both on air and off air, we continue the show throughout the week. It's a 24/7 business. I stay up to 3 o'clock in the morning, according to my phone.
Didn't someone actually waved at you or whatever?
Shout out to Chris Watson from Tamworth who waved me at like 3 a.m. and I'm like, what? And then sent through at 8 a.m. an explanation of, hey, you want to hang out at Tamworth?
So. He's got kids. He's up, you know. Now, MJ, we did the 6-hour New Year's Eve show on Sunday night and we had some great interaction on social media. One message comes to mind where we had a listener spending their New Year's Eve in a cold bathtub in Queensland listening to our show.
Yes, amazing. Shout out to Lee Max, one of our biggest fans and a regular listener for The Wolf. She was having a nice relaxing bath and at the time we were playing not relaxing music.
That's right. We might have been playing Jay, actually, at the time. I can't remember.
Heaps relaxing.
We also had listeners in Canada who wanted to hear the new year come in before we got them over there, and they basically said, so are we good for this? Should we stick around, or should we hit the brakes, hit pause, hit stop? And we're like, so far, so good. It's not too bad. Jason has got a new music video coming out. It's something to look forward to.
We also talked about the plane that took off from, was it Auckland, in 2018 and landed in Hawaii in 2017.
Hawaiian flight.
I couldn't get my head around that.
446 or 445. Like it took off from Auckland, landed in Hawaii, and basically went from the start of the new year to the end of the previous year, and that's pretty...
That's right.
Fascinating.
Now, we've had some requests for podcasts of the show, but we can't do the whole 6 hours.
Well, you're going to be disappointing Alicia.
Yes,
we've got
a lot
of different people with similar names.
However, one part I wanted to replay tonight covered my wish to include some hip-hop or country rap in the mix, but, of course, I had to censor it. Here's a flashback to what happened. There is some music coming up where we've had to censor the song.
Can you tell it's censored, Big Stu?
Yes.
What does it sound like, the censor?
It's like a boing.
A boing.
Boing.
I thought it was a whoop.
Well, it's okay. It's kind of a combination. You make that sound you made, and I'll make the boing at the same time.
Ready?
After three.
One, two, three.
Boing. Yeah, that's the sound of the censor.
Close enough. And that's how it go. Like to do our show big, but we ride slow. The dirt roads to the city lights. I've done my dirt, cold city life. Before the rooster crows, I'm up getting mine. I bring the country to the city. Elbows and dimes. Yeah. That's good old boys, country to the city, feet, Bubba Sparks, and there were a few censors in that. So, Big Stu's on a mission to basically alter every song ever released by fixing it up where it's, you know, making it a
with
good
a boings.
Family song.
That's right. There were 17 censors in that, which is bad, but actually not as bad as it could have been. We were going to play a Kid Rock song called Grandma's Jam, but here's an example as to why we didn't. I heard you calling me white trash. Come and say it to my face. Yeah. MJ made the mistake of trying to have a drink whilst the 9 seconds.
A drink of cola-flavored carbonated drink. It went up my nose.
We should...
I'm still trying to fish out the drink just then. It's like it's stuck in there and it's like bubbling away and I'm just like...
We should bring in our studio guest here, Jacini. Have you ever laughed when you were drinking carbonated drink of some sort or brewed drink and the liquid has streamed out of your nose? Has that ever happened?
Yes, it has happened twice in my life.
It was funny for MJ. It was funnier for me to watch because it was...
It hurt Big Stu.
It was hilarious. And you had the braces. Maybe that played a part.
It's karma. I should be using a straw, but I didn't, and karma caught me good.
Well, fortunately, it did, to quote a song. Fortunately, there are some country rap artists we don't need to censor. Colt Ford has just released his latest collab, this time working with one of our favourite bands, Waterloo Revival. This is Dynamite on Planet Country.
In her own little world, high heels, red hair, jeans painted on, with that red lipstick singing, let's get it on. The song coming through your radio, feel the beat, bump, bump to Marvin Gaye, baby, let's go.
Hey! Don't care what anybody thinks. She gets what she wants, finds what she needs. The song coming through your radio. Feel the beat, bump, bump to Billie Jean, baby, let's go.
Yeah, Waterloo Revival feat there with Colt Ford. Colt Ford's so cool. I love that stuff.
And Waterloo Revival, a band we discovered quite early on in the show's history. But
what was that song, the first song
bad
we played?
For you. Bad, I got a bad for you.
I love that
like
song.
Like sugar on my lips. I'm singing in front of an actual singer. I'm suddenly
now very embarrassing.
Very embarrassed.
Yes, as long as the liquid doesn't come out your nose again, we'll be right. Now, Jacini has been our guest in the studio tonight, Monday. The launch of the new single, and when's the video going to be up? It's when are you pushing play or, you know, whatever?
When's the scheduled post on Facebook?
Well, from memory, I think it's around 5 o'clock.
5 p.m.
Prime time.
Prime time.
Yep. On the Jacini Facebook page.
Be ready. It's going to be epic. Can't wait to see it. The Wild West. I don't know. There's a tease.
I mean, that teaser could just be the music video
could be
alone.
Anything. Exactly.
The music video for he's coming out here, Kit Moore, goes for like 1:30, and the song's like 3 minutes long, and I'm like, disappointing. That's worthy. That little teaser could just do it. Just yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
now, Jay, very quickly, you've got a gig coming up Australia Day. People can see you locally.
Yes, very, very excited. We're doing the Australia Day celebrations for Blacktown Council. We're doing that gig at the Rudy Hill.
Oh, okay. Not the RSL club everyone knows, but the actual hill.
Yes, and that's with Diesel and Pseudo Echo and Christy Lamb.
Ah, wow. Okay, that's fantastic. So some country in with your pop and rock. That's fantastic.
Pretty local for local listeners too.
It is. Jay Sini, thank you so much for coming in. Next week, Tara Favelle is in the studio launching her EP ahead of its official
excited
release.
For that.
Can't wait for that. We'll leave tonight, though.
We're out of time already.
We are with the new single from Olivia Lane. This has been On The Wolf Already. Devil and you. We'll catch you next week. Planet Country.
She's caught up in between.